And so that's how I ended up in the back of a minivan Friday night with Randy, T-Spain, a bunch of ladies, and I'm buying Girl Scout cookies via Cash App.
Tyler, I got an SOS call from Randy at 2 a.m. saying, SOS, what were you doing?
The SOS was, Ryan, come hang out.
That it was. It was a true story. The ladies were, in fact, our wives.
Yeah.
And we were going to the
you
bar.
You made it sound cooler than it was. That's
fine. But anyway, what is up, guys? We are ZGP Power Hour number 154. Ooh. And today, we're talking about tips at the track, things we've learned. We've all been there a couple times. We got some years of experience up here. Mm-hmm. So we'll go over some things, some what nots to do, what's to do's, and what to bring, what not to bring.
I'm going to start it off with bring a chair.
Yeah, bring a chair.
I can't agree more. Yeah. Because once you get to a certain age, standing for a 12-hour track day is not ideal.
I've got another one, too. Like, let's say you have to wear long sleeve, like a long sleeve shirt and long pants or something, and it's like 100 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, bring like a pair of pants and a long sleeve shirt you could put over your short sleeve shirt and your shorts.
Yeah.
So like, I did that with Ryan, and I went to a Grid Life event on, like, I don't know, man, probably one of the hottest days of the summer.
It was in the middle, the dead middle of summer.
It was hot.
It was in the high 90s that day.
I would hang my shirt and my pants over the doors of the car and then go sit in his Regal with it running with the AC running.
That's a great story. So, guys, I do want to – it'd be cool if we can organize this for Mike later when he can put some, like, timestamps. Let's talk about – we're talking about it now, but, like, this is the before track prep, because I feel like that's something that half the battle going the track, whether it be drag racing, autocrossing, road coursing, is beforehand.
Uh-huh.
Quick story preparation. So, guys, it was Tim's – one of his first or second year of doing, like, hardcore grid life, and we were traveling around places. So I had an LTG all-wheel drive Regal, and it was so hot – that day, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna run the Regal all day with the AC blasting. It literally had it idling from like 8 a.m. until like 4.
Yep.
With the AC blasting.
Now, how much gas did it use?
It actually didn't use that much. It used less than an eighth of a tank.
CGM.
Heck yeah.
Auto start stop is dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Not wrong.
Before we get too far, I want to talk about our featured products.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that stuff.
We got feature products every week. We're talking about new stuff, old stuff today. I got two new things. Mm-hmm. Just hit the website last week. First up is going to be tough to see because I only found the black version. But this is our new ZZP 1.4.
I wanted to say
that's
it.
What it is.
It's because it's what it is.
Okay. I want to say it so bad. You know, it was so hard to stop myself. Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
This is our new 1.4T billet aluminum valve cover cap. This is nice because our previous billet oil cap, you had to retain the silly little filler neck, which I don't even know why it was there in the first place.
It's because of the engine, the stock engine cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It spaces
it out above it, yeah.
But yeah, you had to attach it to that. This is nice and low profile, machined in-house by Tim C. and Steve. It's got the zip in three different directions, so you can't put it on wrong, which is what a lot of people do with the sticker. Mm-hmm. And it comes in clear anodized and black anodized, and it looks great.
Yeah.
My favorite part of it is that it's made of aluminum, so it's not hot at all when you take it off.
Anywho, shut up, Tim.
Bring your gloves. And then the second product I just got on the website yesterday, it is quite a small thing, but something that often goes overlooked and is always broken on 3800s. It's the vacuum tree, whatever you want to call it, for the M90 blowers as fits Gen 3 and Gen 5. We had our version cast, so it is aluminum. It's not going to break. Comes with a nice O-ring.
Slide but you right forgot about the 3800, guys. ZZP doesn't do rev parts for 3800s. I'm calling y'all out.
So new parts for the 3800 are always hitting the site. But anyway, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yes. Overall, umbrella planning. So the beginning of this podcast, let's talk about the day before, what are you planning to bring?
Don't do it the day of.
Please don't do it. That's terrible to do that. So like we're talking with this is drag racing, autocrossing, like I said, all types of racing. The night before, the days leading up to it. What are some things we have all learned the entire time of doing this?
Yep.
Bolt checks are a real thing.
Yes.
Yeah, check your car.
Yeah. You know, whether it's engine mounts, cab.
Yeah, mostly bolts. For me, it's like suspension bits, trying to make sure there's no weird rattles or clunks.
Yeah, or, you know, your lower strut bolts.
Yep.
You know, you don't want those. If you're going out to the road course, your car's mm-hmm. going to see more G-force than it ever does yeah. in the entire year. So make sure those boys are tight. Mm-hmm. Give them a couple ugga-duggas on the yeah. old Milwaukee. But yeah, bolt checks.
And I'm a big proprietor of track totes. Mm. I have a track tote.
Ooh. I need to get one of those.
That I keep my like helmet and my gloves in and like.
Yeah, I have a list on my phone when it gets to the point of like items I grab and yeah. you know everybody can
because
jump
like
in.
You don't understand how much stuff you actually like require until uh-huh. you get there, and then if you don't bring some type of tote or whatever to put it in, it's just strewn across freaking the you know hot pit.
Yep.
And you're like, well, hope nobody steals my stuff.
Yep.
Because you got to take out like your floor mats and all that fun yep. stuff, so you just have all of your belongings stacked up behind yeah. your car.
Good luck, everybody.
I always bring a tarp and I lay it out and I put everything on that, and it looks like my garage, you know, exploded yep. all over it. So a tote would be a good thing.
Tim, what's your list? I kind of see you got lists. Like, what's your list for
number one thing? Like the night before, make sure your tire pressures are up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when I say up, I mean like. Make sure they're high enough to where they're as high as you need them to be when you're on racetrack. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because it's pretty hard to add air to your tire yeah. when you're at the track, but it's really easy to take air out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next thing that comes with that is a tire pressure gauge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what kind of racing you're doing. Like,
Doesn't matter. You
always need a tire pressure
always,
gauge.
Yeah.
Like, even when we go spiritedly driving, we still check all of our tire pressures.
Yeah.
So like,
if you're a drag racer, you crank up your non-drive tires mm-hmm. and you lower your drive tires for better flotation and traction. Mm-hmm. If you're road course, then you're going to play around with tire pressure to equalize your wear pattern across the tire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like tire pressure gauge key, even an air tank.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to drop your tire pressure yeah. a bunch, and you want to pump it back up to drive it home safely.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a nice little Ryobi. You know, it's
not Milwaukee.
All my stuff at home is Ryobi. And
okay.
Then here is Milwaukee.
Gotcha.
It's weird. We're still friends.
But anyway. Regardless of what
Team Milwaukee,
what brand you have, they all have little mini air compressors.
Yeah.
Now, the one I have is just $20, and it's like a trigger style, and you just hold it and you pump them back up. That
I've used it.
Yeah, people it's always. Nice. Always need that, but then you've got the nicer ones, like Milwaukee makes one, Ryobi makes one, I know DeWalt makes one, but they have them so you can set a tire pressure.
Oh,
and just
nice.
Hook it up,
real nice.
Hit
that's
go,
real nice.
And it'll yep. be done when it's done. So
that. I'm old, so I've got an aluminum air tank.
I mean, I'm not old, and I have an aluminum air tank.
Okay.
I mean, it's
okay.
part of
I
the car.
I hate filling those up, though, because yeah, every time expensive. You fill it up, you're
every,
like...
Every time. Are you going to kill me right now?
Are the welds going to blow? And I know they won't.
So, so Tim,
then my next thing is a torque wrench.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
all the components you need. Your special socket for your lug nuts.
Yep.
The correct extension for it. You know, a torque wrench so you can actually torque your wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Because... You know, if you go to the track and you swap your wheels, obviously you need to torque them.
Yeah.
And if you're switching back, you have to torque them again.
And it's a weird thing for torque wrenches, too. I torque things hot.
Mm.
If you torque things cold and then go out to the track,
things loosen up when
they
get
hotter. Sometimes things break.
Yeah.
And you pop off wheel studs. But
I'm actually a big proponent of having a dedicated little tool set to go mm-hmm. to the track.
Yes.
Yep.
Like,
so do I.
Like yep. I have one here at the shop, like just next to my desk. And I have one at home that I take specifically track days. And it's just like a little Snap-on, Craftsman, a little cheap thing. Yeah. That has all your sockets, all your sizes, and has a bunch of extensions. So it's, especially if your friends need them, even mm-hmm. if you don't need them, your friends you go to track
oh, yeah.
with, it's a good thing to have something.
Yeah,
you know, it's a community
it's
thing
so
on.
Much easier to, the night before, grab those tools, throw them in the trailer mm-hmm. or whatever, rather than walking around the pits, bothering everybody, saying, hey, dude, do you have a Deep Well 18
yep.
3/8 that I
yeah.
could borrow? And then they have to ruffle through their stuff, you know.
Yeah,
and
bad,
and track people at the track are always great. Like
yeah.
you can always walk up
yeah.
to whoever,
yeah.
and they'll give you a tool if they
but
have
still,
it.
Still, you know, if you could avoid asking,
yeah. But bring the tools, even if you know your car can be the most reliable thing. It might be a stock LSJ or
yep.
you know whatever. Bring the tools because
yep.
if you think you might need them, you
yep.
probably will.
Yeah,
and if you bring them and you don't need them. You're out what?
Yeah.
2 minutes of effort.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. A jack.
Yep. Jack's good.
Yeah.
A jack, you know, mm-hmm. you never know. You could go to the track and obviously swap your wheels and tires.
Yep.
You could go to the track and maybe do a 360 or two and like go through the field and maybe have to jack it up and get the dirt out of your exhaust.
Yeah.
Like and maybe the grass. Grass in your like base model Cobalt.
Yeah, yeah. This
perhaps.
Speaking Stop from it. Experience, you know, like take your wheels off and pull grass out of your wheel bearings and your rotors.
When,
like,
when you have to pull grass out of like in between the tire and the bead, like the bead on the tire and the wheel.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, or you know, you go off track in your Camaro and you break the lip for the third time, and
you don't put it on for another 4 years. Yeah, still,
you don't want it to be driving around.
I saw a comment, Gordon Barclay. Pump spare bottle with ice water for your intercooler.
Man.
That is great. Also, if you're doing autocross and it's real warm, you can cool your tires down real quick with that.
Yeah,
don't risk delaminating tires over time.
Yes.
Tim, I still see more of you listening. I also wanted to jump in with another thing too. It may be a little overkill, but it is. I don't believe it's a bad idea. I'm kind of a weird believer in like the pre-track oil change and the pre-track, you know, pads and rotors.
Yeah.
Depending on the car, obviously. Like sometimes you're... I don't think it's ever a bad idea, especially if you're going... It's more road coursey than anything, but more often than not, like a good set of just good pads on the car, good rollers.
I always bring an extra set. Whenever I go to the road course, I bring an extra set of pads with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if they're not your track pads,
those are the get-me-home pads.
Yeah, they're the get-you-home pads.
Yeah.
And, you know...
I've had brake pads delaminate before, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the brake pad just comes apart in a powder, and then, you know, your car doesn't want to stop because it's squishing.
I had a set of HPSs once delam just on one side, and so one side was like a brand new pad, and the other side was separated and just metal, and I was like... Yeah. I was like, maybe there's like some weird brake bias thing, and I was like, no.
It was just one side of one car.
I'm like trying to,
Talk
and then I switched to G-Lock, so now I don't have problems.
Yeah.
Another one, when you go to the racetrack, not all tracks have bathrooms with sinks.
So
bring your work gloves, silicone gloves, mechanics gloves.
Uh-huh.
Bring gloves so when you have to deal with wheels and tires that are full of brake dust, that your hands are clean. So you're not getting into your car, grabbing your potential expensive steering wheel.
Alcantara wheel or something.
Yeah, with brake dusty, oily, antifreezy.
If you want to ruin your nice stuff, that's a great way to do it. So gloves, 1,000,000%.
Or we keep them in the back of the tow relay. Are those scrubby...
hand tiles. Yeah.
They make them, you know... Nice. Whoever makes the orange Gojo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Gojo makes them and a couple other people. And you just wipe them down and then you don't feel awful getting back in your car.
Yeah.
A towel.
Yeah.
Same time. Like, it could be for your face because you're hot, because you've had a helmet on and it's like 100 degrees. It could be
laying on the ground.
Because you spilled oil on your engine. It could be because you made like any kind of mess. Like you have to have your shop track towel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, can you put up a poll for me? Open face or closed face helmets? There's only one right answer. If there's only one right answer, and I really hope that none of you say the wrong answer. You guys are terrible. But yes, you're going to get hot in your helmets. You're going to sweat. If you have more hair, too, it's just going to be a nasty gross mess. You don't want to walk around talking to your friends looking like you just didn't shower for a week and you're all sweating nasty.
And on that note, you just mentioned it earlier when we were downstairs, a hat.
Yep.
Yes. Gotta bring a hat.
Gotta cover your noggin.
Not a silly hat.
A normal silly hat is preferred. Good car hat.
I told him downstairs. Dang it. The hats are great because obviously you don't want to get your noggin sunburned, but I do it so I just don't blind anybody.
Me too.
God dang it.
And just so you could see. You know, it's nice to be able to see.
See, Ryan does this thing. We go back and forth. About the open face, close face.
No, we don't go back and forth.
It's actually,
more open face than
I thought.
There's a reason for both of them. Close face is great when you're the driver.
Yes. This, I can, without being silly, okay. I do agree. Okay. I know
if you are right seating for anybody and don't have comms, tell me an open face doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, that certainly
does. It's just you look like a dingus.
I look like this all the time, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. Because I remember, so Tim, one of Tim's first years racing and stuff, and he had a newer helmet. It was always like, Tim, you need to buy a cold face helmet because you look fucking stupid. And I absolutely, and he did it. He looks great. Like, half a race is looking cool, you know. But I, you know, granted, obviously the main thing is you want to be safe. Technically, cold face is slightly safer for facial stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you are racing and instructing, like you've done many times, mm-hmm. it is better to have an open if you do not have comms available.
Yeah,
so because like I like comms. I have a set of comms for my car, but like. If you're right seating for somebody and you're like, hey, do you want to put these comms in your helmet? You're going to hand over this $400 piece of equipment Joe Schmo and his Del Slow.
Listen, whoa. We will not have Del Slow, you know.
Sacrilege
here, sir.
He puts it in his, you know, bare bones, whatever, race quip helmet. And you're like, oh, no. They're never going to be the same again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway.
Matt Canatelli brought up a canopy. I like the idea. I like the idea of it. As long as you can anchor it.
Yeah.
That could really make your day and somebody else's day really bad if that thing comes off the ground. Yeah.
Because we have seen it before. Like, it's all of a sudden, it's not a windy day, but then all of a sudden it is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that hits someone's car. Whoop. And then you're
like,
fighting
a streetcar. We like zip tie ours to like
the fence. Yeah.
Yeah.
No problems.
And you know, like one thing I like to use for them is, you know, they have a lot of weights for them, mm-hmm. but generally those weights don't weigh very much. So what I generally do is I take my leftover tires.
Yeah.
And just stack them on
just
the corner.
Just zip tie or like put it in the wheel somehow.
Yeah.
Like that works fairly well. Like it's going to take a lot of wind to pick up four tires.
For 40 sure. pounds per corner.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, no, yeah, but that is a game. Very low key.
On your oil change, if you're doing any sort of turns,
mm-hmm.
overfill your oil.
Yep. I like 1 quart.
Yep.
1 quart over.
It's per car, obviously.
Well, remember, we're still talking about night. We'll get to remember, overall night before, we'll get to road course and the drag strip. So Mike can
next
split
one.
This up.
Next one.
Yeah.
So many people are going to overlook this one. A freaking cooler.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I don't want to deal with a cooler. I'll just buy stuff at the track.
That's expensive.
Oh, man. It's expensive. Is the freaking cafeteria thing open?
Yeah.
Like, is soda or is water $4 a bottle? Like,
yes.
And also, you don't think show about up. It, but your time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Waiting in line for 30 minutes at 1:31.
And walking there.
Yeah.
God, bring snacks. Bring water. Bring, mm-hmm. like, you know, a meal potentially. Because, you know, hey, maybe the track has great food. I know when we go to Norwalk, like, mm-hmm. they have a great, their food is great. And I think they have like the pound of ice cream for like a super cheap price.
Shout out to the one thing Martin does well, and that's their cheeseburgers.
They're not bad.
They're pretty good.
Their pizza's actually pretty good too.
So sometimes you're going to get the track food and you're going to bring that food right back home. But like, let me tell you, the one time that they don't have track food and you bring your track food and like you're eating it and all your buddies are eating it too, like it's worth it.
Definitely worth it.
Uh-huh.
Next one is... depending on the racing, if you're turning corners, you might have a GPS lap timer.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a zip tie or a few and cutters to cut that zip tie off.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a little plastic deal with a little loop on it.
Yep.
And you're going to have to attach it to your car on the outside of the car. You can't have it inside the car.
I'm going to expand on that, Tim, because it's not just on a certain, you know, road course, whatever day. When you are at the drag strip or in your road course or your R course, you hit a cone or mm-hmm. you run over something that some Mustang broke off his rear end on the track, or you go off track and something's hanging off. Guess what you're going to need? Some gosh dang zip ties.
Yep.
Zip ties is the universal fix me. I can still keep going.
So many zip ties at home, and one lives in the track toolbox.
Yep.
You know, the 10 inch, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I honestly have like 5 zip ties in every vehicle I own.
Oh yeah.
Because you literally never know. Like, you could be just a dummy and get in a car accident and have to zip tie it, like, you know, pocket knife your radiator hose and zip tie it to your radiator. I mean, you don't really know.
Yeah,
zip ties can save you.
Absolutely.
It's not on the zip tie thing. It wasn't a track day, but when I was coming home and a deer jumped out at me when I was in taco car, the fender broke the mounting points and it was hanging down and the fender well is in there, and so it's scraping, and I drove over to Walmart and picked up some zip ties. And I bent it all back into place and made me home.
But that's half the time. That's a no matter what kind of racing you're doing, it, you need to do that.
Here's one. This one's gonna be an awkward one, but this has saved me before. Window cleaner and a rag.
Yeah, oh, somebody mentioned that.
You could have a guy dump coolant or oil all over the track and all over your windshield.
Yep.
You could race and race through a cloud of bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have a windshield full of bugs. You don't realize like the abuse the front bumper and the windshield takes when you're on a road course.
Mm-hmm. And Gordon said,
road course or drag racing, doesn't matter.
Like, Windex to take the numbers off when you're driving home.
Because
if you live in an area where cops are really bad and they see that you're out racing and you're doing something silly, then
nothing worse than trying to remove numbers that have been baked on by the sun. So like once those chalky numbers are, once you're done using them, get them off.
Yeah. I think the two people in the middle have learned that lesson pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Apparently, I haven't learned because I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember on the Camaro, the numbers you got on the Camaro for like half a year? It's more than learned. By the way, 62% of you are right with the polls. The other 37%, you're wrong. Sorry.
I do like Randy's point about the instructing.
The instructing point is good.
It's hard to muffle through your speech, when, especially if it's a new driver and you're like, please, for the love of God, break.
Yeah.
Break now.
Yeah. But, and he's like... I don't even hear you.
But
Tyler, you left numbers on the Camaro for so long that the rest of the wrap got darker around the numbers. Remember?
Oh yeah, those were vinyl though. That was different than the window.
See, I'm a big fan. I have a magnet set up for my car. That's y'all, how y'all set up for the car.
So yeah, the magnet setup is pretty cool. Mine is built into my livery, so I'm good.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So Tim, so what else? So for the overall overarching, what else you got for us?
Sunscreen.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that,
yeah.
Sure.
I don't need that.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess my primary last one would be brake bleeder type tools. This is only if you screw up. If you like overheat the crap out of your brakes, you pump your brakes to the floor on road course, because that's pretty much the only time it happens. That means your caliper is 150 million degrees. And you just boiled the crap out of your fluid.
Yeah.
And it's nice to just get that burnt fluid out of your caliper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just have somebody pump your brakes and let off a couple pumps per caliper.
Yep.
Good to go.
I obviously the 10 mil for the bleeder. And then I keep a piece of silicone hose in the toolbox for that. And then you just take a bottle.
Take a bottle.
Right in there.
Yep.
All right. So, guys, so we got your overarching thing.
If you have race wheels, those race wheels use different lug nuts, don't forget your darn lug nuts.
Sammy, are you talking from experience?
Don't forget your lug nuts because then your wheels
fall. Holy crap. So many times have we done that at ZZP. You grab your drag wheels, but you forget your lug nuts, and you're like...
I think it was... The last time, not the last time, but two times ago, we took the ATSV, and you had to run back here, and we're fumbling through everything trying to find those specific lug nuts, and
yeah. All right, speaking of that, so we talked about the overarching thing. So for those of our customers that are looking to drag race, what are some track prep things you do at the track, not just the night before, say some things you do at the track when you're drag racing, ready to go? Let's talk about that so then we can keep this
like
all
before
over.
You get to the racing part?
Holy crap.
Before and during.
The list is so long.
Yeah.
And I'll let everybody else jump in because my list is really long. Yeah. So you guys.
Well, I was going to say specifically for our ATSV customers, get our speed bleeder kit.
Yeah.
You're going to need it.
Yeah.
The intercooler bleed kit.
Intercooler bleed is pretty important.
Intercooler bleed is going to be a big thing for ATSV.
Ours is, I've watched Tim do it. I've seen other guys do this. To manually bleed the ATSV's system sucks.
It takes like an hour. It takes an hour to do it.
You buy ours, you get a nice little switch so you can turn the pump on, and it's got a nice little ball valve.
Yep.
So much easier. So much simpler. And I think we sell it for, $100? Something like that?
Something very, very cheap.
Cheap insurance.
So that's one thing specific for the ATSV. So, Tyler, you've done a lot of drag racing, especially in the sign this last year. Give us kind of the rundown of what you're thinking as far as what's your go-tos for this.
Oh man. First of all, bring the trailer.
Always.
If you have it, even if you don't think you're going to need it, because you'd much rather have the trailer there, then have to drive an hour back from Gingerman and then get the trailer in the van and take it back.
Well, in this case, 131.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 90% of the time, you bring the trailer, you're not going to need it.
Yep.
Yeah, one time.
It was a fool pump.
I mean, I like toe strap points on a vehicle because once you put them on the vehicle, it doesn't seem like you ever need them.
Yeah.
But if you don't have them and
that's
your vehicle is nearly impossible to toe strap, Kappa guys, you're going to need them.
Yeah. But, you know, at the drag strip, obviously, you're either going there on the wheels and tires that you're driving on or you're bringing slicks or whatever. So you're doing that first. You're checking your tire pressures. You know, start higher on your drive wheels than you think you'll need to be. You can always work down unless you're at 131 and it takes 4 hours between runs. Then
I mean, if you're knocking the tires off in 60 feet, you probably need to take some PSI.
But then, like Tim said, you're not on drive wheels. You pump that pressure up, less resistance. But as Randy said, bring a spare set of spark plugs.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
A gap tool. And, you know, either throw them in or wait until you waste a run blowing them out. You know,
and we like HP tuners for everything.
Yeah.
Log your car when you're going down.
If you are able to, log it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
So, guys, too, like I want to let our customers know this because it's something we've all learned. We don't realize, especially even during a drag pass, how much time you are under load. That beats the crap out of your car and your spark plugs and your drivetrain. Like, it just beats the crap out of a lot of stuff. The shock to the system when you launch your car, and then you're going at it pretty dang hard. I have three sets of plugs in both my cars.
Yeah.
Just to have
them. Not at the same time, but like in the glove box. Well,
no, at the same time, actually. But it's fairly important. ATSVs, LNF Cobalt, LSJ, Sonics, and all of our platforms.
Yeah. You know? And they all take relatively affordable plugs. You know, we don't recommend...
Yeah, what
crazy.
About plugs like a dollar a piece?
Yeah,
like it, $2 a piece? No matter what you think, these spark plugs are something that you never know when you're going to need them.
Correct.
Like,
yeah.
Like in no matter what you think, no matter how hard you think you're beating on your car on the street, it's never as hard as it is on the drag strip at a quarter mile. Like
never.
So it's like, yeah, you might punch it for two or three gears here and there when you're driving it on the street, but when you're at the track, you're like running out like.
Yeah. For that 10
Many
seconds
gears.
Or less.
Yeah. For some people.
Guys, we're sending Randy home for the rest of the day.
Some of mine. Non-drive tires, crank the tire pressure up.
Yep.
Non-drive tires should be a very light wheel and tire combination.
Yeah, whatever your lightest ones you have.
Like, preferably an all season, not a freaking 200 treadwear, like on your non-drive tires. Like
something that's as close to plastic as you can.
Yeah, lowest rolling resistance possible. Lightest weight. My race wheels on my Sonic, well, I should say my summer wheels are 15.9 pounds a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's amazing. That's huge. You guys that are running like 25 pound plus weight wheels, like don't race on that. Your car is slow. I don't care what you have. Like, it's slow if your wheels are over 25 pounds.
Yeah, like, rolling resistance, rotating mass, rather, is exponential.
Mm-hmm. And, like, and from the rotating point, too, also.
If you're running 20s.
Multiplies.
There are some really, really fast donks out there.
Man, those dudes have a lot of money into them to make those work, though. Like, yes, you can... Donk race a single digit car.
For sure.
It is possible.
And they will still go single digits.
Single digits with 2,400 horsepower.
Yeah. But those dudes, if they put slicks and skinnies on their car, holy crap, I can't imagine.
Oh, they'd be really fast. So I want to say, Nate just asked, donut spares. No.
No.
Absolutely not, sir.
Those are rated for 60
plus. They are not rated for going fast.
I'm not saying use them, but.
Yeah.
And. They're not as light as you think they
are.
They're
actually kind of heavy.
Pretty heavy tires.
They're stamped
steel. That is a stamped steel wheel that probably weighs more than your daily wheels and tires.
100%.
Like, so it's all about weight. It really is like a bunch of stuff.
Regal wheels? Ooh, we're talking about Regal GS or like LHU wheels? Or they have 19s and 20s. They both ain't light.
Yeah.
They ain't light.
I'm going to grab a couple by Luis. If you're talking about, you know, going to the drag strip, a smaller wheel is usually preferred. So yeah, if you want, mm-hmm. if you want to put some nice tires on your 17s, yes. But then he asked what our thoughts were on Falcons. Falcon makes some great tires.
RT660?
The RT660 is a great tire.
Good tires.
Yeah.
It's great for turning corners. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a drag tire.
No.
But it's good for road coursing, yes.
Yeah.
Does Falcon make anything that you can use like optimally in drag racing? No.
No.
Not really, no.
No. Like you need to run
like an M&H or Mickey Thompson.
Mickey Thompson, like that.
Now, guys, I do want to preface what they're saying. We're talking about getting the most out of your car at a drag shift possible. On the street, that'd be perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like, on the street, if you're messing around with your buddies, all the other
Smiley
stuff.
Smiley 45. Like, are you talking about the Silver Cruise, the 1.8 Turbo Cruise?
Oh, yeah, with the purple valve cover. Yeah.
I've watched a couple of his videos. He's doing really cool work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's super cool.
Yeah, it's a cool car.
It's not something we're going to make anytime soon. Sorry, 1.8 guys.
Hopefully he finds a market for the 1.8 platform. Like,
this is the thing. We want to make you guys parts.
Y'all gotta buy them,
but you have to buy them.
Yeah,
or we don't have a business.
Yeah,
so
that's people keep forgetting.
Literally anyway. Tried.
Yeah.
Cooper Cobras. I hope you're joking. Cooper. Like,
Tim's about to go. Here we go.
Man,
sorry, I don't speak poor.
Yeah, Cooper is the one brand I hate.
Yeah, you really
don't
do
care.
Have
I don't care what they make. Burn it to the ground.
Okay, we all got around the table. Mine is Continental. They can burn in the fire. They don't make anything. I despise them.
That's crazy.
Every tire I get from them, you go around a corner like 10 miles, like what the fuck are you doing?
Mine's Linglong. I hate Linglong.
Linglong.
So Tyler, I don't know if you have them, but you kind of gotta have to have.
He's
one.
Like, I love tires.
Everybody has a tire brand. Everybody, I have one that Ryan hates more than Continental. By the way,
Federal.
Pirelli.
Oh my god,
I hate Pirelli too.
Pirelli, the only.
I would probably say Pirelli.
Yeah.
Besides Trofeo.
Yeah, I say there's one tire that they make that's super good, but everything else they have, unless it's some high end motorsports like F1, it is trash buckets. Pirelli P0s, trash buckets.
Yeah.
All of them, trash. Put them in the fire, throw them away. If you got Pirellis on your car, your whole car is garbage. Just throw it away.
We took Ryan to lunch today.
What?
Ryan and I had a couple margaritas at lunch. We're fired up.
Yeah, Pirelli. I think you're right. I think I do despise Pirelli more.
Trofeos are good, but don't they come in like two sizes?
Yeah. Like two sizes.
And they're like $600 a tire. Yeah.
But so you should be really good. Like, and they come on the Z28 fifth gen Camaros, which is a
That's a good car.
We all at the table.
The only fifth gen that's cool.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. If we all at the table,
Tyler's like,
Tyler has a sixth gen.
We're good. That is funny. Hey guys, like Matt, link that video because that video is like 25 years old. You know, slight exaggeration, but that is still a ridiculously fast car.
Yeah,
and it was on Sunny tires. I can vouch for Matt Mika.
What is Sunny? Early TimuWish.com tires are these y'all talking about?
It's Matt's LNF Cobalt when he was doing turbo testing, and like he has a ridiculously fast 60 to 130.
Oh, I've seen that video. But we're talking about. Let's go back to
Find
Sunny
that
tires. What time is Sunny tires? What
Sunny?
Did you guys vent Timu before Timu and got tires off him? What is Sunny?
Yeah, it is for sure a Timu tire.
Oh,
I will
God.
Give you that.
Now, favorite tire brand. This is all my. You put this all on the drag race thing. I am a Advan brand whore. I love Advan tires.
You have Advans that are 6 years old. Shut up.
Listen to
I love Michelin.
They're amazing in your hair.
I love Michelin.
Michelin's good.
What a great daily driver tire that you can go on racetrack.
Yep.
They come on Porsches.
Yeah.
Yes. Is it good faster tire. Than your RT660, your RE71 RS? No. but it is such a great all-round tire. All-round tire.
Yeah.
But back to Trek Prep.
Hold on. They got to say their favorite tire brands. I already know yours. Say it.
He's going to say it.
Federal tires.
Yes, we know it's Federal.
The value for a dollar. But I will say, sorry, Randy, didn't mean to cut you off. I've been such a big Federal tire person because I'm a poor and they work very well for the price. But then you put some RE71Rs on and then go out and they are a entirely different world.
Entire Lee.
Hey!
Get out. Yeah.
Different.
Anyway, still love Federal.
Randy, say your favorite title.
I'm a big fan of Falcon stuff, but I'm trying to accelerate this year. Continue.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Federals cannot handle ATSVs. I ripped in shreds, yes. Like, literally.
That's because they're made out of reused, like...
semi-tires.
They didn't warranty them either.
They're just retreads.
Oh, my God.
You ran over something, and I'm like, I didn't run over something. Like, my car just ripped your tire to shreds.
Daniel Anderson said Nittles are pretty good. Daniel. Forgive me.
No.
No.
I hate Nittles more than Pirelli. Nittles has not made a good tire that's not a, like, off-road truck tire.
The Grapplers are cool.
Yeah. In, like, 20 years.
Now, I there will be a small caveat. Their newest NT555G2 is apparently really good.
Hmm. I'll wait to see it.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Guys, I'm
but the NT01, NT05.
I'm going to use some old terms here. The triple nickels.
Yeah, the triple nickels.
NC555s. Yeah, yeah, the triple nickels. They have never been good tires. They were good in 2001.
They're about as good as, what is that Firestone tire?
The
500.
The 500, yeah. Like, Indy 500, so yeah. Bad.
Indy 500 Fire Hog.
Yeah, the NT01 isn't good. The NT03 isn't good. Like, none of those tires.
In autocross world, they're called the Fire because they're just freaking terrible.
Yeah. Anybody that buys them is like, this is the greatest tire ever.
Well, that's because you made the mistake and you have to try to convince,
yeah, you have to convince everybody else that it's
like,
a good
guys,
tire.
This Malort tastes great. Yeah. Like, you're not convincing anybody. Yeah.
Nitto ain't made nothing good.
I like it. Well done.
I had Nitto Invos on my car for a long time back in the day.
Man, it's such a sexy looking tire.
It looks great, but it don't do nothing.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, it's all okay. Right. Anyway,
getting off of tires.
We can talk about tires for an entire podcast.
Yes. So, drag race stuff. Let's finish off our drag race prep, and then we can go to
You know, one thing that it took a while to get used to is going up to the light and staging can be very intimidating.
It's very intimidating. Oh,
especially if you've never done it before.
Yeah.
So, take your time.
Yes.
Get up there.
Mentally prepare.
Talk to someone who's done it beforehand. Because if you go up there and double bulb somebody and they have to rush to the line, then they're going to be mad at you.
Yep.
So talk it over with somebody who's done it before. Walk through the steps. Then when you get up there, your reaction time doesn't matter.
No.
It makes absolutely no impact on your time.
Mm-hmm.
So wait for the light to go green. Do what you need to do. Get on, you know, get up on the converter or on your two-step or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And take your time with the launch.
Yes.
Then get comfortable and keep going.
People
up.
Are too concerned with trying to race the person next.
Yeah.
If you're trying to do heads up stuff, sure. But usually for going to test and tune, you are there to try to beat your personal best time.
Yep.
That's why we had some people comment on our videos like, "Oh, you guys waited after, you guys slept a lot." Like, no, we're making sure we have a good
pass.
This
isn't a grudge race.
Yeah,
dude.
We're not
we're
grudge
trying to
race.
Make good time.
And sometimes we're doing video stuff and we want you guys to be able to hear the vehicle.
Yeah, that too.
So,
yeah.
Like, get this loud, stupid 13-second V8 guy off, the hell out of the video.
Yes.
Because, God, there's nothing worse than a 13-second V8. Mm-hmm. If you have a V8 and you're not running 11s, take it home.
Your minute and a half burnout is just making things worse.
On your Fire Chicken 500.
I'm sorry, you know, we work on a lot of four-cylinder stuff, but man, I hate slow V8s. If you are a V8, you better be slower than my frickin' Sonic. Than my 1.4-liter Sonic.
Yeah. You have the cubes to do it. Do not run open headers if your car runs 14s or 13s. Yeah. You don't need it. It's not helping you.
If you have, like, 18-inch wide tires and it's not running single digits, leave it home.
Yeah. Your 28-inch slicks do not belong in that car.
I love it when big tire cars run, like, 14s and you're like...
Right. Yeah, you could have done that on the stock wheels and tires. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What happened?
But I think the biggest thing, especially for someone who has never gone to the racetrack, whatever race it may be, just talk to people.
Yes.
Or walk up to the starting line
and watch
where people are standing and just stand there and just watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
Watch people, like, watch the track crew and what they're doing with to the people in line.
Yeah.
Watch what they're doing. Watch all the hand signals and just get a good feel for what you're doing before you, like, drive up there for your first pass.
And don't feel bad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Especially on a test and tune night. Like, oh, yeah. You're there to, like, do the best you can, dude. Like, you don't have to know exactly where the staging lights are. You don't have to do a, you know, 30-second long burnout. You don't have to do any of this.
Yeah.
Just you, drive
you are
your car.
One pass of hundreds yeah. of passes that
and
night.
You're not impressing anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Like,
and
no.
we're also, everybody at these events, we are all enthusiasts. And, so, and like, that's talk
what,
to people.
Yeah,
like,
that's
get
why I
opinions.
Say talk to people. Yeah. We love to ramble about our passion.
Yeah.
So, you know, go.
That's kind of what we're doing now.
Yeah, that's yeah. exactly yeah. what we're
doing
now.
Every quite literally. Before.
Yeah. But, yeah, get a feel for it. Don't feel bad for asking questions.
Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel yeah. awkward. Like, I mean, I'm super awkward when it comes to talking to people, but like,
don't say.
You need to shut up. Yeah. You just like go and talk to people. It's not, as big of a deal as you're making.
Not all. He is
like,
very right.
If you walk, like if you walk up to somebody that's standing next to their race car and you ask them questions about racing your first time, like,
They're going to be
nine
pumped.
Out of 10 people are going to be pumped
yeah.
to
yeah.
talk
so
to you about this.
But, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You know, and then, like, because
we share the same passion.
They share the same passion, and you're there for the right reason, whether it be a 15 second car, a 16, 14, 13, 12, like whatever you have. Mm-hmm. And don't, something else I kind of want to put a caveat to, in addition to what you guys are saying. Do not look at the times people are running online and like and feel bad about yourself.
The internet is killing
guys.
And
I will 100% agree.
Oh,
the internet
absolutely.
Is absolutely toxic for any sort of enthusiast there because it is a culture of comparing yourself to what other people have. Mm-hmm. If you're not running their time or their that, you're not the fastest in the world.
People, not making 1,000 horsepower.
Yeah, not making 1,000 horsepower. Like they people say, oh, just leave it at home, guys. There is nothing wrong with not.
Yeah.
Having all this crazy horsepower, having a normal, fun, reliable
go out,
car.
Race your car. Be with the people that go to the racetrack because the people that go to the racetrack are so much better than the people online.
The folks that are like, my car makes 700 horsepower. What does it do in the corner? Well, Draghi says, shut up.
Like, I even caveat on that. Like, yeah, I hate Draghi culture, but like, go out and just race a car, whether it be, you know, say at the strip, we can only condone you to race at the strip, or if you go to a different country like Mexico to do it, whatever. But like, yeah, guys, like, again, and I even, you know what? I'm going to segue in this for our over drag racing. If y'all going to talk shit, back it up. I have the world's fastest cruise, and I had this record 2 years ago. Yeah, we beat it over a year ago. Crickets. Guess what? Like, a customer said that thing, but like, guys, like, if you're gonna talk your stuff, be ready to back it up because Zoom still has bet people $1,000 to come race us from multiple platforms. You know how often we have been taken up on it? Exactly zero times.
There's this thing where you can come grab a lane, boy. Just come to streetcar, grab a lane, have fun.
Streetcar takeover at US 131 Dragway is going to be a good. It's gonna be a good year.
It's gonna be a real good year.
Yeah,
I even got Terrell pumped up. He's showing up.
Oh man. As me as another black person, do I have to talk about this to Terrell?
No.
Okay.
No, he's showing up.
Terrell, we're having
race.
Fun with you, brother.
Yeah.
You're all good, man. We love you.
We're good.
We do. Bring Hellboy
and all of its brothers and sisters because
we
tuned
all of them.
That dude's got like 4 sweet cars.
Yeah, he does.
Car.
Like Carrero knows how to build.
They're not
nice
like
car.
My style of modification at all.
Yeah.
But bring him down and run him down the track.
He probably will.
Yeah.
He probably will.
He'll probably put him in the car show too. And I'm about to put Snow Car in there. And I'm about to show him the business on that and on the screen. But yeah, guys. So we love when our customers come race. We love to have fun with our customers and. Every single person that comes to hang out with us, and they all of a sudden don't like us online, and some they come actually talk to us and hang out with us. They freaking love us, and they're fans. And then we work together.
We're freaking passionate, man. We're passionate, and we're car people. Like,
yeah.
It's just
absolutely.
You know, it's different when you just talk all the smack on the internet and never show up to race.
Yeah,
we're gonna
easy.
We're gonna keep on making fun.
Oh yeah,
of you.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to come and talk about all this and that, I'm this and I think I know what I'm looking at with tuner logs, and I think I'm a tuner, and I can talk about math hertz and all this other stuff and not know what thing I'm talking about.
That's one of the worst things right now. Yeah. We're going off on a tangent.
Anyway, race preparation.
Wait, I want to grab Nate Ashcraft.
Yeah.
What are you driving that you got a sub 140 car at Gingerman. It looks like a Sky.
Sorry, he said sub 40, and I was like, what the hell is he driving?
What did he say?
He said sub 40, but I'm...
Yeah, 140.
He means 140.
What?
Yeah, yeah, Nate, like, tell us more about that.
I'm interested.
I actually just sent the guy...
No, he's asking us. He's asking us. He said, are you guys going to Penn Gingerman this year? I want to come over and go for a sub 40-second lap.
Well,
so
bring your car, too, but... Yeah.
I mean, that's what he said he's going to do. And if I see a Kappa in that, like, that Kappa is very capable of that.
Yeah. He wants to ride one of our cars that goes 140.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe he wants to bring his own.
Yeah, that's it.
Either way.
Yeah, we're hoping to hit the road course a lot this year.
Go for a 140. All right. Yeah, I'm curious.
Just sent the guys Track Night in America in May
that
is looking pretty enticing. It's on a Wednesday. So, you know, that can interfere with people who don't have quite as lenient of a schedule as us.
If you guys want to like come out for a road course day, like let us know like when you want to come out. Like, and
if you email any
of us track guys, like we'll put you in contact with like the people that will go that day.
Track guys in America are amazing too. And again, we even come to ride, do ride alongs and help you instruct. Randy's been an instructor for many years. Tim, myself, Tyler, we all have experience doing it, so we're happy to jump in with you.
They're affordable. You get a lot of, you get three or four sessions for like $150. Mm-hmm. That's hard to beat.
Really hard to beat.
It's so much better. I'm going to piss a lot of people off. It's so much better than autocross.
So
you get
so much more seat time.
I know you're PAX and I know you're a fast guy and all that stuff, but go to a Track Night of America.
Lewis, hey, when will you guys rate my ride? And when we send a picture, we send again. If you send it to marketing, we're going to be doing another rate my ride. I don't know if we're going to do a full episode of it again, but we will be bringing back rate my rides in the future.
We put it to a vote. The chat decided they like it at the end of the episode.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we're
going
to bring it back.
Lewis, I beg you. Please don't send us pictures of a stock car.
or
nice engine bay.
Do, and I'm going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to see some like cars with like some stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
Like I hate having rate my rides with like stock looking cars. Like it's hard to come up with something positive when it's a stock looking car.
Yeah.
And Cobalt guys, y'all are no tourists for that. Like, yeah, stock body's best. Yeah, okay, it's just like every other sea of other cars. But,
it looks like an economy car with a turbo.
Yeah,
but
pretty much.
We've got some in the marketing inbox. I've been super busy. So
yeah, guys,
we'll get to
it. It's tax season.
All right,
thank you for your patience.
We need to get back to track prep.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right. So, do we have any more drag racing?
Because drag racing. Yes. All right. So your non-drive tires.
Yep, say that.
Let's talk front-wheel drive.
Yeah.
So your front-wheel drive car, your drive tires are the front. Every pound out of the rear, I'm going to make up a number, is like four times more important than a pound out of the front.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you have a front-wheel drive car, your gas tank is most likely on the back half of the car. Show up to the track with the minimum amount of fuel possible. If you want to race on fuel light, which I always race, I always drag race my front-wheel drive cars on fuel light.
Mm-hmm. Except if it's a Cobalt with an AM pump.
Well, yeah,
don't do that.
Don't your car has to be able to race on fuel light. If it can't, then figure that out. Like, figure out your scavenging system. Add a scavenge pump. I don't know. Like, you know, do something to where you can run low on fuel.
Yeah.
Because gas is like what, 7 pounds a gallon?
Six and a half pounds a gallon.
It's a lot.
Like that's a lot of weight savings just running the car low on fuel.
You got 10 gallons in there.
70
yes.
pounds.
Yeah.
Guys,
so race. Hold on. Yep. Race the car super low on fuel, as low as you can get away with your fuel pump being able to pick up and maintain fuel pressure. I usually bring two fuels. This doesn't apply to everybody, but like if you're running an ethanol blend and your fuel system limited, I bring my like gasoline and I bring my E98 and I mix it accordingly for that weather condition.
Bring your extra fuel jugs. Because buying fuel at the track
is a bad idea.
Awful.
That's a bad idea.
And leaving to get fuel sucks.
Also sucks.
Yeah. So
that's highway.
Especially
robbery.
If you don't have friends. So
every pound out of the rear is, let's say, 4 pounds more important than a pound out of the front.
Yep.
Next thing, don't show up to the track and race with your spare tire,
your jack. Take it all out.
Take that stuff out. Find a track buddy or Honestly, most likely, if you leave the stuff there, nobody's going to touch it because people that go to the track are very honest.
Yeah.
At least in Michigan, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong and maybe your state's is a dishonest state.
It could be different.
Yeah. But like in Michigan, like you could take all your stuff and just set it on the ground, drive away, and come back and it's all there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so weight savings, key, floor mats out. Yep. You know, if you're going for some kind of record, like pull the passenger seat, pull the back seats, you know, pull whatever's easy
weight
to remove
weight.
From the car.
Yeah, exactly. Weight.
Nobody's going to think and be impressed about your full weight car going slower than their car.
Your micro records? Micro records.
Yeah, I hate micro records.
I have the fastest blue Cobalt with full interior and a full tank of gas ever. No one cares.
I kind of suffer a little bit of this because my ATS-V in this example, because that's the only car that I drag race, like, it's a nice car. I don't like pulling stuff out because when you're pulling seats out, you stand a chance of scratching door panels, scratching door sills.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like to risk that. So I only pull the easy stuff out, but I use like blankets and stuff to make sure I don't score stuff up.
You're pretty good
but
about
like,
that.
Anything you could pull out for weight, like a rear bumper support for the day, you know, super low on gas, race wheels and tires. Like I've said a few times, but I can't say enough, like tire pressure per drive tire. If your drive tires, you know, figure out the perfect pressure for those. Your non-drive tires should be super hard to have the least amount of rolling resistance.
Yep.
Here's another one for your front wheel drive guys, and this is so overlooked. You have to pull your rear tires off to do this. Find a way to limit the travel of the suspension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All cars want to squat the rear end when you take off.
Yep.
What does that do? That picks up on the front end. Mm-hmm. What your front end is your drive tires.
Yep. Yeah.
So like we have this cable mod. Like anybody, like just email me if you need details on the cable
performance.com.
Like we have these cables that basically lock the rear suspension out. Mm-hmm. Can you drive on the public roads with them?
No.
Hell no.
No.
It's very unsafe.
Would not recommend.
But a drag strip is nice. And it locks
smooth,
it out to where the car just takes off and keeps all of the weight on the front tire.
So football,
next one.
Football tires in the back, too, is kind of the same thing. Those would do that.
Those you can actually daily drive on.
No. No, you can. No.
You can.
Well, you can let the air out.
If you let all the air out, yes. But but what they do is they get uneven. And so the car does this when you try to floor.
Yeah,
don't do that.
But so you got the mini football mod, too.
Yeah. So the footballs, or even further, if you're just going for the first time and say you have coilovers, bump the damping in the rear all the way up.
All the way up.
Keep that stiff, and then in the front you can go soft.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
that's
like
completely what our rear bar on the Sonic does. It keeps the travel this much.
Yep.
No yeah.
That's good.
How many questions have we got about that bar?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So many.
It was like,
why y'all got a wheelie bar
on a front wheel drive car? It's a traction bar.
All right. Let's talk about the wheelie bar. All right. First off, it's not a wheelie bar. Like as these guys said, it's a traction bar. It's also to combat the squat of the rear end when the car takes off.
Yeah.
It is to keep the weight on the front of the car.
Mm-hmm.
The longer the vehicle is, the more weight there is on the front of the car.
It's essentially extending the wheelbase of the entire car.
I don't understand. People they try to look down on front-wheel drive cars, and they just think that front-wheel drive cars magically don't have the same rules as other cars.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the traction bar, same thing with GT wings when you're road coursing.
Yeah.
Like it's a front-wheel drive car. You don't need downforce on the rear. Oh, so the rear tires just don't do anything.
So you never spin out.
Yeah,
you're just
you
never sliding all around.
Yeah, you just, the rear tires don't do anything. Yeah, GT wings, stop.
what was it, the Audi TT? Was so known for like spinning out on the highway that their revision, their recall was adding a wing to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
legitimately
I didn't know about that.
One of the first generation TTs.
Oh, the ugly ones.
The ugly ones.
Yeah.
You had that little wing spoiler to it because they started spinning out on the highway over like not crazy turning.
Like all cars need downforce. You need an appropriate amount of downforce for your application.
Yes.
But they all do. Like, you know, the snow car has a big wing on it, but like that is a road course car.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a car set up for aero.
I want to, since we're talking about drag racing, somebody said it earlier. Thoughts on taping, you know, the hood and the lights and all that.
Oh.
If you are
chasing
record,
a few seconds at a time,
are you checking or chasing thousands?
I mean,
yes.
Yeah. Me and Al had done it on the Sonic plenty of times. You can drop the mirrors really quickly.
You could block off your grills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like how much opening does a NASCAR have on the
front? None.
Not very much.
Yes.
So you only need as much airflow flowing into the front of the car as you actually need.
Yeah, because yep, anything else going in is just,
I'm
going
to go lift. Full Tim on this one. Make sure you have under plastics if your car has one.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's actually huge. Yeah. Like, that's not something you don't want to take off. Like, yes. The cooling and all the other stuff, mm-hmm. That's very, very important.
Air flowing is great. Air flowing in the direction it's supposed to is much even better.
Much better.
Yep. Quickly, because we're kind of running short of time.
Sorry.
Road course and autocrossing. What are some other, we've already kind of dipped on some things like that. You know, like,
so
what,
depending
what are some other
on the
things?
Day for autocross and road course stuff, I carry tire covers to try to keep heat in tires if you're doing autocross bits.
Yeah. Or like try that. To even out your
or
heat.
Even out. Yeah. Yeah. So like if it's, you know, in Virginia when I did autocross bits, it would be, you know, 100 degrees outside.
The sun is beating one side of your car,
yeah,
one
exactly.
set
you
of your
tires. Covers on one side and I would like spray down my other side to try to keep those
For the first timer at a road course, we've said it 1,000 times. Get an instructor.
Do not have an ego when you go to the track. It is not worth it. You are not
going
to be.
We are all enthusiasts. I'm not going to make fun of you for asking for an instructor.
Yeah,
man. Like, and the thing is, you think you're a badass.
Everyone thinks they're a badass at driving.
You think you're the best driver, but that instructor. Like, they affect your fun level 0%.
Nah, nah.
In fact, it's more fun having somebody to talk to while
and,
you're racing and,
like,
and while you're in the staging lanes.
Well, that,
and
again, if it's your first, you know, first track weekend and you're going out there and you hit a curbing and you're like, man, why did that upset the car the way it did? The person in your right seat is going to be like, hey, curbing is great. It's okay if you run over it, but I'm going to need you to be about, you know, 8 inches to your left. And you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
You hit it the next round and you're like, oh, it didn't upset the car at all.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
It's like people that are experienced, especially in the track that you're driving.
Oh, yeah.
That there's no reason not to ask somebody to ride in your car.
And remember, when you're out,
always so cool.
Yeah. And when you're out there for HPDEs, it's not racing. You can have a little fun and try to chase people.
It's a
and stuff
high
like
performance driving experience.
Education.
Yeah.
So you are there to do. You are there to do that, to learn the etiquette. And again, it's not. It's okay to let someone point by people if they're faster people, guys.
If
I've had to point by a fucking Viper freaking ACR,
dude, I've had to point by NB Miatas.
Yeah, like exactly.
They make 100 horsepower, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Why is he in my rearview mirror? Yeah. Like,
why is he pushing you down the track? All that.
Lewis Garriga.
Go ahead. Most tracks for especially if you're signing up a novice have instructors.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have them listed, just email
or there's always a driver's meeting before you race.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Just go up to the guy that like is talking during the driver meeting and be like, hey, I've never raced on track before. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody available?
Yeah.
And he will find a buddy that is an awesome driver that will sit passenger with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're lucky enough, maybe you'll get to ride in something really freaking sweet.
Yeah.
And they will talk you through driving it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my first instructor, I didn't get to ride with him. He was the best instructor I ever had. My second instructor had a freaking Lotus Elise that was super raced out. And he took me out in the session.
Yeah.
And my mind was blown. Like, I just, riding is equally as fun as driving.
Oh,
100%.
It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, we're all passionate about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make so many friends so quickly
at
a track day. And then the next time you go back to that track day or whatever it may be, then you know more people.
Yep, you're
and
more
then you
comfortable.
Get to talk and
I'm going to add on to that again. Guys, an important thing to go when going to any track, don't be a dingus. Don't be an asshat. Like, if you come in here bragging about your car and all that stuff to other enthusiasts, you're not gonna make friends at track.
Yeah.
When you inevitably break your car,
nobody's gonna help you.
Don't show up to a road course event and try to be Mr. Drift King either.
No. Yeah, that's
I right seated for a guy like that once.
Don't do that. When you go to track,
sideways around a corner is never faster.
Yep.
Ever.
No. It's showier. But that's about it.
It's not any more fun either. Like it's no more fun to be sideways than like
they have
turning
open,
fast.
They have open drift days for a reason.
Yeah, there's drift.
Go there and destroy your federals all you want.
Over Tyler, freak all out. Overfill quarter oil, no matter what car it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Make sure that you have a tire pressure gauge.
Yep.
Make sure you have all your tools and everything that you may need on there. Take out all the extra spare weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then go have fun.
Daniel Anderson, I feel like we could be friends.
Suzuki Swift.
No, guys, Daniel said something earlier to me.
Holy crap,
Daniel,
man.
Daniel said two things, and I've been triggered and holding it in. He said, number one, he's got it. Daniel said, talking about Nittles. That's strike number one. Number two, Daniel said he's building a sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Oh, the sleeper. Oh, no, you said
okay.
The sleeper.
I'm talking to every single one of our customers that's watched right now. If you have a performance car with any sort of any performance, you're not building a sleeper.
Dude, an Oldsmobile LSS is a sleeper, Ryan. I'm sorry. It is.
No, it's not.
There are sleepers out there.
A 95? Yeah, no, you're just you have a car that you're just making kind of be fat. It's not a sleeper.
But the Suzuki Swift GT is pretty cool.
No, no. He's talking about his Regal GS. By definition, a Regal GS
is
not.
It
is a performance model. It's not a sleeper. Cobalt SS can never be a sleeper. I don't care how you debadge it. I don't care what you do. It's triggering to me. Stop trying to make sleepers.
It's weird because they're so level-headed about it.
I know.
99 Type R, like that's like one of the cars I always wanted to own, but haven't owned yet.
A DC2 is a really cool Type R. Man. We all love DC2s.
I would love DC5
is king.
Take it back. I hate you, Daniel Anderson.
I would love a Honda that could rend
on the outside, Daniel. Oh, yeah. No, I don't care if it's on the outside. You have a performance car. It's not a sleeper. Ah.
No, on the outside.
No, your Grand Prix doesn't catch people sleeping. Either they know it's a Grand Prix, they know it's supercharged.
Anywho,
triggering.
It's 5 o'clock.
What?
Just put the SS badge on.
Oh my god!
Then nobody will know what it is.
Yeah, you put the SS badge upside down. You throw the whole car away.
When you put the SS upside down, it stands for Super Sleeper. So
no.
Anyways,
it's
5 o'clock. It's time for us to tell the people what we're doing this weekend. We're going to tell Ryan and Eric.
It's
what are you doing this weekend?
I have no idea. I haven't planned that far ahead. I need to clean up the house and maybe do stuff. I'm going to try to stay late and get caught up on some things. But other than that, I don't think I'm doing anything too big this weekend.
All right.
Most people don't. Daniel, yes, they do. Y'all don't. Okay. Sam, what are you doing?
Man, F1's starting back up. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, Bahrain.
Lewis. Let's go, Louis Hamilton.
Yeah.
No, listen here, Verstappen fan, okay?
I am not a Verstappen fan.
Listen.
I just don't think it was the car, that's all.
No, you're a hater. Listen here, greatest driver of all time.
Let's go, Sainz.
Listen here, we're going to be on the same team next year, okay?
Player fan.
No, we won't.
I am team Ferrari.
He just says team Ferrari. So
I'll probably end up switching to Leclerc because I'm not really yet a Hamilton fan. He's a little kind of a whiner. He's a
Lewis
hell
Hamilton.
Of a,
I know you're watching this. Just listen.
He's a hell of a driver.
Louis
is definitely
one of the best
drivers in F1 for sure. But like his character,
No, listen. If you drive. By the way, everyone, I suggest you watch Drive Survive on Netflix. It is great.
You don't have to be a car person.
You don't have to be a car person.
No, even Erica likes to watch.
Yeah, it is great. It is fun for the drama. You see all the drama. It's freaking fantastic. Lewis Hamilton, number one, fight for me.
Anywho.
What are you doing?
Tomorrow we have a wedding shower because, of course, we have 9 freaking weddings this year that we're going to. And then...
You got too many friends, dude.
I have very little friends. They're all here.
Yep.
Erica has way too many. And then we're going to Grand Blanc on Saturday night and Sunday to see my new niece. So that'll be cool.
Cool.
Nice.
All right.
Randall?
The people, I know they're dying to hear. I actually lifted the Buick
He
last
did,
weekend.
And it looks so good.
Very good for a car. So I'm doing that.
World's Fastest Encore, Fivey.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do the extra light bar this weekend. We'll see what happens.
Where are you putting this light bar?
On top somewhere. And we have a new puppy, so I'm on puppy duty. I don't believe it.
I've never seen it.
Well, I have an address, and you know where it is.
He's a little wild child.
He's a lot for a tiny thing.
Is he more than Ernie, or?
He's not as angry as Ernie.
Yeah, Ernie's angry.
Ernie is angry all of the time.
Ernie is angry. Angry is Ernie. Yep. I agree with this.
True. Anytime I try to go to the bathroom at Tyler's house,
yeah!
Gives me the paps when I walk in the door.
But Bean is a ball of nuclear reactor energy.
Yeah, he's just...
just bing, bing,
it's whoa, funny, whoa, whoa, whoa. We got one of each size now. We got a small, a medium, and large.
Yep.
So he's fitting in just fine, but I'll be on the puppy
three,
duty.
Team three dog.
Three dogs?
Three dogs.
Yeah, I thought you were joining. What you gonna...
Kyla, don't listen!
Don't you.
Kyla.
Don't listen, Kyla.
He won't.
Kyla, don't listen.
He's not going to divorce you. Just get the anyways, that's what I'll be doing.
One team last question. Team one dog. One last dog. Question. David Steve says, what tire do you recommend for the 257 LNF with... stock wheels. Don't oversize your tire.
Do not.
That's dumb.
Silent stretch is best. Yeah. Silent stretch.
If you're going on road course, the best you can buy is the RE71 RS.
Even straight four line. I'd say even straight line stuff. Probably RE71.
Yeah. Or if you want to do straight line stuff, go down to a 17 or a 16 and get a proper radial on it.
Mm. Yeah. If
that's what you want to do.
I would say
probably like a Mickey.
That's what I said. Go to LSJ
Yeah,
I didn't say that, but that's what I said. Yeah.
If you have a silent enough, you want to keep your nice brakes like I would want to do, my recommendation would be a good quality 200 tread wear.
Yeah.
That is, you can get like the RE71R is a still good one in an 18. You can do the Falcon 660s, which is also another good one. If you're on a bit of a budget, the Federals are good. Pretty much most 200 treadwear tires currently are better than 100 treadwear technology.
Yeah. So you can daily drive them.
They're not a drag tire, but they're a great like roll racing tire / road course tire.
Correct. Yeah. Yes,
here's the thing too. Take everything we're saying with a grain of salt. If you don't have the budget, it's okay to just go drive your car.
Yes.
Even if you're on no seasons, I really wish you wouldn't.
No.
But if you're on no seasons, just go drive.
A great thing is, just for you guys who are trying to buy new tires, all seasons are not good at anything. They can just be driven in both. Yep. You can drive them in snow, and you can drive them in the winter.
They're medium bad at everything.
Yeah, that means they're not good at everything.
They're good for the dyno.
They're good for dyno because
they're low resistance. Yeah. What does low resistance mean? No traction.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you have a good summer tire and then you have a good winter tire, you have the best of, you swap them out once a year.
And
your winters last forever.
Both sets of tires last twice
that's
as long.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. So great.
That's just stonks.
Yeah.
Stonks.
Like, boy, so, yeah, guys, just
we'll
be
that.
Smart. All seasons are no seasons.
Anywho.
Don't get them.
Yeah.
So
anyway, that's it.
I think this is a pretty good one. We rambled at you guys. We appreciate you guys coming to see us. We have a great weekend. ZZP out.
Catch you next time.